Subastav Pei Vav Amud Aleph Shir number 1. We're going 6 lines down from the top of the Amud Gufa, where the Gemara is quoting a statement it set up above. Amar Shmuel, that Shmuel told us, somebody sells a document of debt to his friend. So a creditor is holding onto a note, a document which it entitles him to claim money back from a borrower. V'chazer machaloi. And then he goes and actually cancels the loan. He forgives the lender and wipes off any debt. So Shmuel told us, Machl, that actually that works. And therefore, the person who bought this shtar chayv is actually sitting with a useless document. V'afilu yorish meichel. And even the seller's inheritors can also wipe out that loan and forgive that loan. Now, Amar Rav Huna, Breider of Yeshua, he says, if the purchaser of this debt is a wise person, if he's clever, he says, he should rattle around some money, which we'll explain what that means. The cost of lay, and he should write another document in his name. Now, what this means is he's saying like this. He's saying, since the seller of the shtar could at any moment, he's the original lender, he could cancel the borrower's debt to him. So therefore, the one purchasing the shtar, what he should do is he should go up to the original borrower, the person in debt, and he should, so to speak, shake some money around, rattle some money around in front of him, offer him a small amount of money, and then they should write a document between the two of them that if the creditor does ever end up canceling this loan, then the debtor would then still be in debt to the purchaser. So basically, he's finding a way to avoid the problem of the creditor cancelling the loan and leaving him with a useless shtar. So Amar Amemar, Amemar says, Man dedoin dina degarmi, magbi be dumei shtara ma'alya. He says like this, in the case of Shmuel, where the original creditor cancels the debt, and now the purchaser of this debt is left with nothing, does the person who cancelled this debt actually have to pay for the loss that he incurred, the purchaser? So Amemar says, the one who judges cases of garmi is sort of causative damage, where you did an action which not directly damaged somebody, but it caused a loss of money. So that's like this guy who's cancelling the debt, he's causing the purchaser of the debt to lose money. So according to that opinion, magbi be dumei shtara ma'alya, you'd be able to claim back from the original creditor, the person who sold you the shtar, you'd be able to make him pay you back for the full amount because he caused that loss to you. But the opinion who doesn't rule in matters of garmi that the person is chayv to pay, then magbibay domain naira ba'alma. So then all you could claim is the value of the money itself, or the paper itself, which basically means that there's no recourse. If the creditor and the seller of the shtar does cancel it, according to this opinion, if he doesn't hold of dina degarmi, so then there's really no recourse. The person who bought the shtar is now left with a completely useless, he's just left with a piece of paper, and he can't claim back any money from the seller. Hava uvda, there was a situation where this actually happened. V'kafi Rafram l'Rav Ashi, Rafram forced Rav Ashi, in this case it means he forced them through argument, v'agbi bei ki cheshura l'tzalmi, and he collected like a cheshur l'tzalmi, basically a beam that's used for carving. Now, what this means is that Rafram convinced Rav Ashi to rule in accordance with the din of degarmi, that he would be able to make the seller and the canceller of this debt, he would pay the purchaser of this debt the full amount. And the reason why it's likened to a kshura latzalmi, like a beam that's used for carving a sculpture, is because there's so much detail, meaning that he would extract every single cent. He would make that the canceller of this debt would pay the purchaser in every detail. Now, Amar Ameima Mishmeda Rav Chama. Ameima said in the name of Rav Chama that Hai man de ika ali kesubas isha balchoy. A person has a kesubas isha, he owes his wife her kesuba, and he also has a balchoy, somebody who he owes money to. Ve'islei ara ve'islei zuzi. He has a piece of land and he has some money. So le balchoy mesalkinan le bezuzi. He'll pay off the balchoiv, the debt, with money. And Leisha, but to the woman, Misalkin and La, he'll pay her off Ba'ara with the land. Why is this? Why do we give the land to the woman and the money to the Balchoiv? Because Hai Ki Dine Vahai Ki Dine, that each one receives like their judgment requires. And the explanation of this is that the Balchoiv lent you money. So therefore, he's entitled to get money back. The Isha, she never gave you land or money that you should pay her back money. So since she didn't give you money coming into the marriage necessarily to deserve the ksuba, so therefore you don't have to pay her in the money. If you don't have money, you'll pay her with the land. Ve'iloi ikra elachad ara ve'loi chazya elalachad. What happens if he only has one piece of land and it's only enough to pay for one of those debts? Who should he pay first, the balchoiv or the isha? The balchoiv yavinin le, he has to pay the balchoiv, the land, first. And le'isha le'yavinin le, and he doesn't give the woman anything until, of course, he gets the money. My time, well, what's the reason why the balchoiv takes precedence? Because yosu mimasha, ish reitzel lisa, isha reitzel lihinase. Because the Gemara says, more than the man wants to get married, the woman wants to be married. And we explain like this, that we don't want that people should refuse lending money. So if we make a situation in halacha where the person lending the money gets disadvantaged, so then people are going to be less likely to lend money in the future. So we want to give the balchoiv a certain benefit. However, we don't want to disadvantage the woman, because we want to encourage marriage, and we want a woman to want to get married. And that's why we give her a ksuba. So, but we know that a woman fundamentally wants to get married more than the man wants to get married. So therefore, in this situation where there's a standoff between the balchoiv and the isha is going to lose, because at the end of the day, the woman is going to want to get married. And the fact that in certain situations, she might find it quite hard to receive her ksuba payment, it's not going to deter her from getting married in the first place.